It is the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, heading into this this hour's guest interview segment and talking about the upcoming Faith and Blue Weekend, which is going to be held in Star Valley, a great event to help raise food for our local food banks in conjunction with local law enforcement and local churches. Joining me over the phone right now is Major James Thomas. He's with the Wyoming Highway Patrol. He does field operations for the entire state of Wyoming. Major Thomas, thank you for your time. First off, tell us about yourself and kind of your role with the Highway Patrol and how long you've been involved.
Hey, appreciate it, Duke. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, my name is Major James Thomas. I'm the field operations commander for the Wyoming Highway Patrol. I'm based out of Rock Springs, Wyoming, but also work out of our headquarters in Cheyenne. I've been with the Highway Patrol now for just over 20 years, and my role in the organization is just to oversee all the operations that go on within the five districts across the state. Each of our districts are made up of several troops, which are led by supervisors. And each one has got its unique challenges based on geographics in the area and what the traffic flow is. And so it's just important that, one, we remain consistent throughout the state, yet still try to achieve our goals in these unique areas.
Excellent. So when you talk about this Faith and Blue event, which you're partnering in the Star Valley area this year, understand that this is an annual event that's kind of bounced around the state. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, the Faith and Blue program got started in 2020 nationwide out of a Department of Justice, out of the COPS office there, which is the community-oriented policing initiative there. As far as Wyoming goes, we've had a few events take place across the state, and the Wyoming Highway Patrol particularly has been involved with partnering with other local law enforcement agencies as they got involved with Faith and Blue. This year, though, we decided that our organization, we really wanted to try to get an event or at least attend an event within each of our districts out in the field. And that's kind of spurred our interest and involvement with the program.
Talking with Major James Thomas this morning with the Wyoming Highway Patrol, the National Faith and Blue Weekend is coming up. Major Thomas, this is a number of different things involved with this event, but really for the community at large, it's the big food drive that's coming up that you're partnering with local churches and other law enforcement officers. Tell us about the food drive that's happening with this event.
Yeah, appreciate it, Duke. So as this part of this year's event, as I was working with Haley Merritt there, she's a spouse of one of our local troopers there in Star Valley. She suggested that we maybe look at something else in conjunction with meeting with the community there in the Star Valley area. As she brought up the food drive idea, it kind of goes in conjunction with the First Lady's Hunger Initiative, and our agency has worked in conjunction with her office in collecting donations. And so as we looked at this, I thought it would be very important and a good thing for the Highway Patrol to be involved in to help help stock our food banks and get donations from those local businesses and community members there. It's ever present within today's economy that there are people out there that are really struggling to try to make ends meet. And if there's something that we can do to help that, I think that's beneficial for everyone.
So people can drop off food donations in the Star Valley area to the National Guard Armory located in Afton. Looks like Saturday on the 7th, anytime from 10 to 2. You're encouraging businesses to participate as well the day before on Friday from 12 to 4. There's some great giveaways, or I should say great incentives for businesses with the largest food donation or the largest monetary donation. And it's a big community effort. Again, speaking with Major James Thomas, he's with the Wyoming Highway Patrol. Anything else about Faith and Blue, Major Thomas, that you feel like mentioning today or is worth putting out to the community?
Yeah, I appreciate it. At this event, yeah, there'll be sworn members there that you can interact with and ask questions, and it's just nice to meet people. The Faith and Blue organization, we do have some goals on that, and one is outreach to the community, and that's just part of our community building efforts there. It's sometimes our only interaction with the community is during an enforcement stop or an educational event, and sometimes that limits our interactions with the community. So there's things that we can do to just be out there and be visible and be available to the public. I think that's beneficial for everyone to get a better understanding of what we do and have those questions answered. Also, if there's any issues within the community, that's a good time to bring that up. So we can't be everywhere all the time. And so sometimes there's things that we just don't know what's going on, and That's a good time to bring those up and just really give people a better understanding of public safety and that partnership together there. So when we work with the community, I think that's the best possible way that we can resolve issues.
Okay. And so when you say be there, you're talking just during those hours when people are dropping off the food donations at the Armory. That's kind of where it's just an open forum to interact and ask those types of questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be there myself, and then we'll have several troopers there, and it'll be a nice opportunity just to get to know your local troopers and also ask questions.
Major James Thomas, Wyoming Highway Patrol, and again, that's happening Saturday, October 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the National Guard Armory Building located in Afton. Major Thomas, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.